Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. Police are yet to lay charges over this horrific stabbing in Boolaroo, and a warning, the details are distressing. A 17-year-old girl is accused of killing a 10-year-old girl at a family home in Thurston Street yesterday afternoon. It's being reported the pair were sisters. The older girl has been questioned at Belmont Police Station while forensic officers have spent the night combing the house. The incident leaving these neighbours in shock here on Nine.
My wife went out and asked the policeman what was happening, and he said, "You don't want to know. It's been a nasty situation."
It's horrible, absolutely horrible. It was a very quiet little neighbourhood.
The rate of women being killed by intimate partners has increased by nearly 30%. That's according to a new report from the Australian Institute of Criminology. 75 women were killed last financial year. Just under half died at the hands of a current or former partner, all of which were men. Get ready for a soggy week with showers forecast for the Hunter every day until at least Sunday. The Bureau's warning rain totals could end up running into the triple figures. Forecaster Helen Reid says it's going to be fairly cold as well.
As we head into Wednesday, definitely cooling off. And by the time we get to Thursday and Friday, we're looking at it being quite a few degrees below average.
Highway Patrol's released the numbers from its recent five-day roads blitz, with almost 180 drivers caught speeding in the Hunter. 24 drivers returned positive roadside drug tests, and 14 were done for DUI. And pop superstar Billie Eilish has announced an Aussie tour. She'll perform 12 shows, four of those down in Sydney in February. Knights trio Jacob Saifiti, Jed Cartwright and Greg Marju have been cleared of serious injury following the win over the Dolphins, although Saifiti and Cartwright are a chance of missing Sunday's home clash with the Warriors. And a Souths board meeting this morning could decide the future of embattled coach Jason Demetriou.